You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Yeah! It is tournament day. We are at Islands in Manhattan Beach. There are TVs. I've already been offered to chug some beers. Yep. It's going to be a good day today.
Are you going to do it today? Are you going to chug a beer?
You know, you don't have to twist my arm.
Of
you don't have to
not.
Twist my arm. It's a pretty easy sell for me.
Do you know who it was?
A bottle of wine already.
That guy right that there.
Oh, yeah. Okay. See, I actually want to see this. Can we do this at some point?
No. We'll see. We will do it. But, I got to ease into
good.
My day.
He's been on the radio for 30 seconds.
I got to ease into my day. I've got a hat that makes me feel like Gilligan from Gilligan's Island. If Gilligan put on 75 pounds, that's what this feels like.
You look like if the Gilligan and Skipper were melded together.
That's not very nice. That's not very nice at all. I mean, it's accurate, but it's not very
you're
nice.
You're rocking it, and you got no issue with it.
I'm proud of you.
Janessa has the hat on, too. It looks a little different on her than it does on me.
Like, why is hers? Is yours flipped inside out?
Yeah, no, hers is flipped inside out. It's a two-way hat, Greg. It's a two-way thing.
Oh, just
I look like I'm going
no.
to.
Not
going to
beat his looks. It's just not going to happen, okay? Trav is kind of
mine
the
fits
model here.
Like I'm going to a religious ceremony at your temple, Greg.
Right.
And hers fits like a bucket hat.
Supposed to look. That's how it's supposed to be. I see. I got it.
So it's a little smart. How you feeling, Sleek?
Feeling good. We got college basketball already started. So if you're out in the area, do us a favor. By the way, it's what? What time is it right
10:02.
Now? 10:02. I actually get out here about 10:15. Between 10:15 and 10:30. If you just walked into work, walk out. Okay.
Well, you should have set up set up the pin so you can knock him down. If you weren't faking the flu on Tuesday, you're kind of late. Now you're just taking a PTO day.
Yeah, now you just got to be honest. Now you just got to say, guys, look, Travis and Sliwa, Mason and Ireland, Sedano and Cap, we got the whole day is going to be out here at Islands. I'm taking off today and I'm risking my job.
Absolutely. And take tomorrow off, too. We're going to be at Pizza Hut tomorrow. That's actually going to happen 301 South Magnolia in Anaheim. But we already have somebody, Casey, who is here with us. Casey's over here at the Islands in Manhattan Beach with us. He's already decided he's doing the hat trick. He's doing Islands today. Mm-hmm. He's doing Pizza Hut tomorrow. He's doing Pickleball Madness on Saturday at the Agape Pickleball Center in Fountain Valley. He's going to go 3-4-3.
No. There's
that's
four.
That's amazing.
Saturday night. He's staying with me in Pasadena, and we're going to the game on Sunday.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
great.
Yeah, we're going to the Lakers game on Sunday. So we're good. So come with us.
I respect Casey a lot, especially for that, for going to all three. That's what a lot of people should do. Yeah. He walked up to me before the show started, and he said, Greg, I hate on you a lot. Like he actually told me
you're not
straight
wrong,
up.
Casey.
Well, everybody does. It's okay. But he actually walked up to me and told me, and I think I respect the people that actually come to you and say, hey, I don't like what you do a lot of the time. That's good. I appreciated it.
Great.
So that is
gonna get into
tremendous.
A fight today.
Because, Al, you and I have talked about this. I don't know if there's anything nicer that somebody can say to you or to me or somebody that does what we do and come and say, you know what? I really appreciate what you do. You make my day go by a little faster. That's honestly the
it
nicest
feels great.
Thing. It feels great. You make me laugh. You make me think. Whatever it may be. Makes you feel good. Hey, I don't respect what you do is a very different way to go about it. And you got one of those, Greg.
I think it was
impressive.
Amazing. I actually legitimately liked it.
I get a lot of love all the talent.
You're okay.
You're all right.
My favorite one.
Right, Al, you're all right.
You're okay. Hey, are you
you're right in the middle.
Travis from Travis and Sliwa? Yeah, man, I am. I listen to Mason in Ireland. Great. Thank you. Appreciate that. We're going to be here all day long. Mason and Ireland coming
amazing.
Up after us. Sedano and Cap, of course, right after that. We got some prizes to give away. And there's basketball on TV. Look, Duquesne is beating BYU by 7 in the first half right there. Mississippi State is behind to Michigan State by, 7 at the half. So there's basketball day long. We're going to get some buzzer beaters.
A lot of money on Duquesne.
You got a lot of, we got our brackets here. We got to figure out who's doing what in these things. I think I had BYU in this one.
Real quick, so I filled out my bracket yesterday, waited till the absolute last second. And got to be honest with you, me and Billis, we didn't agree on a lot of things. Yeah, I don't know what he's
You went
thinking,
your own way?
But I've watched 3 Mountain West Conference games this year. I know what I'm talking about.
Well, right? BYU's in the Mountain West, aren't they?
No,
they're
not.
In the WAC.
They're not. Yeah,
they're in the WAC. Is there a difference between the WAC and the Mountain West? Does it matter at all?
There's a big difference. It's a very, very big difference. So me and Billis,
they're in the Big 12.
I don't know what he's thinking. I got Houston winning the whole thing based off nothing.
Yeah, I have Houston too. Hey, we're on the same page. Yeah.
I have Houston advancing, I think. I'd have to recheck my
to the final? You're right there.
I think so. And now I have UConn playing against Zach Eddy and Purdue. I think that's
A mistake. That's a mistake. Sure. Purdue and Zach Eddy fall apart every year. That's going to happen.
If you say so.
Yes.
You could also
I know a lot about
Glenn Robinson was still at Purdue, and I believe you.
I'll tell you who falls apart in the tournament. Typically the Pac-12.
No, that's not
true.
That's not true at all.
That's not true. Okay. The Pac-12 actually usually has a team that makes a little bit of
heat. But let's put it this way. If they have four or five get in, there's about four that by the time you get to the Sweet 16 are typically gone.
No, that's again not true.
I don't think that's true. I don't think that's true.
Completely false.
I'm going to need you to cite your sources. That does not feel accurate.
You're making things up.
Here's the other guarantee that's going to happen. Gonzaga, at one point, will be basically favored, and they will lose.
Did they get in this year?
Yeah, they are.
Okay, good.
Yeah, they'll go out early.
Yeah, they'll go out.
That's what they do. It's their signature. It's like the Dodgers losing in the first round of the playoffs of late. That's kind of what they do. As much as we don't want it to happen, that's what I mean. Emily is in Hawaii. Haven't heard from her, which is a good sign.
Roars.
Means that everything is going on there. Cody's back in the studio. Obviously, Greg's with us. What's up, bruh?
What's up, bruh? Can you guys hear me?
Doing all right back there?
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear.
Okay, cool. I was just double checking. You guys ignored me a few times back there.
Oh, well, we didn't hear you before. Now I hear you right now.
Oh, okay. So you're,
we said the first
What's up,
5 minutes.
Roars.
We're going to ignore
Roars
you.
Roars to you, Greg.
Roars to you, Cody.
So, anything going on in baseball?
Nothing. Nothing going on. What,
very boring day.
The Padres are winning it.
Okay. There is exactly one person on the Dodgers that's thrilled with the Ohtani news. Yamamoto. He's the only guy that's like, oh, thank goodness. Mm-hmm. They're not going to talk about me absolutely
don't worry,
cratering.
Yamamoto. We'll get to you.
Yeah. We'll definitely get to Yamamoto.
You don't get off that easy, Yamamoto.
He was dreadful. Look, you guys just want to give me credit now, or do I have to give it to myself?
What's the credit?
I think you give it to yourself.
That I said exactly what was going to happen. If he struggled, it would be because of these three things. Those are the three things that happened yesterday. We'll get to him. He was bad. Dodgers, they lost a softball game. What was the final? 15-11? Yeah, just that's not baseball. That's softball. It was a bad game. Yamamoto pitched bad. Mookie had a day. Will Smith had a day. Manny Machado hit one back to Japan.
Still going.
It was a full day. The Ohtani thing is stunning to me. Stunning. And I really don't know where to start with this, Al, other than asking you what your initial reaction was, because when I saw that, I literally did a double take along the lines of, okay, I must have read that headline wrong. Let me read that again. There's no way that the one person we know is close to him.
Yep.
His interpreter, Ipe Mizuhara, is stealing $4.5 million from him. And he didn't know, but he did know, and then he didn't know, and he talked to reporters, and he didn't talk to reporters, and he's available for comment, and then he's not. The story changed 45 times in the span of about an hour, and my head is still spinning with all of this.
If you'd have told me that the first two games that the Dodgers are playing in the Shohei Ohtani era, that this is – we're having a conversation – that has nothing to do with baseball. I'm like, okay, you know what? Maybe it's because how big of a name he is. Maybe there's some stories or conversations about whatever it is. He got married. It's going to be stuff like that would be the only thing that would be a sideshow. I read that story probably 3 or 4 times yesterday. Listened to a couple podcasts this morning about it. None of it makes sense. None of it makes sense. So if you're a Dodger fan out there and you want to just pretend like everything is all roses and it's dandy and everything, none of that story makes any sense to me at all. You're going to tell me that Shohei Ohtani, we'll let things get figured out, but just the mere fact that this is the storyline to start the Dodger season and Ohtani's career as a Dodger, this isn't a ESPN story. This isn't a Fox Sports story.
It's not
this
a sports story.
A global story. This is a story. You went to the Washington Post this morning. I think the front of it, whatever the front cover was, what does it say there?
The stunning scandal swirling around baseball's biggest star.
Yeah, that's not good.
In the Washington Post, not in the LA Times, which is a local, you know, or the Orange County Register, or whatever it is, or even ESPN.com. The Washington Post is kind of, you know, they're a politics paper. They're a newspaper, right? Yeah. Not a newspaper, but a newspaper. And this is news. This is not a, you know, Yamamoto hit the middle of the plate and walked a bunch of guys. This is one of the 5 or 10 biggest athletes in the world is in the center of a gambling scandal. Mm-hmm. Now, and here's the thing, and I'm glad what you said, and we're going to try to peel this onion 100 different ways today. It doesn't add up. Mm-hmm. Nothing about it makes sense. It stinks. And like you said a second ago, as a Dodger fan, and I think that my credentials on this radio station are well established as a Dodger fan, I want nothing more than what I'm reading to be the truth. That Ipe, who earlier in the day said, oh, no, he knew. He gave me the money. He actually sat down at the computer with me and transferred it
he
to the guy.
He did a 60-minute-plus interview.
90 okay, minutes.
90-minute-plus interview with ESPN.
And then within a matter of hours, it's like, no, he was a victim of a massive theft.
And said he had nothing to do with it. He had no. They're kind of backtracking already.
So it doesn't make sense. And I don't know who's involved in and what they're involved or how much they knew or when they knew it or any of the details of this. This will come out over the course of the next days, weeks, months, who knows, maybe years. All I know is this story stinks. It doesn't make sense on the surface because they've tried 3 different versions publicly in the first 24 hours that it's broken.
And so a weird part about it, too, is that the Dodgers, I believe, actually pushed him towards ESPN. They said,
"Sounds
here,
like it.
Go over to ESPN to talk about it. Talk about it in the dugout with all the whole team." And then they started changing it after that. So it's changed so many. Is that what you said, Slee? Everything is just so different. It doesn't make sense. There's not a lot of right and wrong. What's actually making is on the level.
And I think ultimately at the end of the day, you know, the storyline for the Dodgers is supposed to be you got one of arguably one of the greatest teams we've seen in a long time that's assembled.
They're a 500 team, 1-1.
They're 1-1. On pace right now to win 81 games.
161-1.
Which, if you look at the playoff tracker right now, 81's not going to get you one. But we're supposed to be talking about...
I wonder what
about,
we could get for Yamamoto. Like, what
is $325 million
on the market? What's on the market?
What if we eat $300 million of that deal? You think the Angels would take him?
People are worried about eating that $700 million right now.
Oh, yeah. I look, if you don't think I'm going to try to deflect this in another right. direction 900 different ways, you don't know me very well. Yeah.
Well, I'm saying is that the fact that the conversation about the Dodgers is supposed to be about baseball right now, and the fact that this is such a random story that doesn't have an easy explanation to it. Like you said, it's not going to go anywhere today or tomorrow. This is not if you thought Shohei Ohtani was already going to be a distraction. Who was it? Was it Walker Buehler?
Yeah.
That had the I get 2 questions and then there's 6 about Shohei. You're not getting 2 questions anymore.
That was 6
questions.
Those
2 questions
about
are not going to be about you anymore.
And it's not going to be 6 questions about, can you believe he can hit it that far? Can you believe, how does he throw his slider? It's going to be, do you think he's gambling? Do you think he's fixing games? Do you think he knew? Do you think he got ripped off to $4.5 million? Do you think his best friend took him to the hoop? It has nothing to do with even baseball. It has to do with a scandal with one of his teammates. Like the baseball of it all, that, hey, can you believe a guy can win 15 games and hit 50 home runs? That's going to seem like a breath of fresh air compared to what they're about to get.
Secondary. That becomes secondary for them.
It's a whole nother thing. So let's start basically right here. And if you want to send us some tweets, at Alan Sliwa, at Travis Rogers, go ahead and do that. You can try to call 2-877-710-ESPN. Is anybody buying this? Is anybody buying the story that they're trying to sell right now, that he ripped him off to the tune of $4.5 million? Is anybody buying that? That's coming up next. It's Travis Slee. We're live at the Manhattan Beach Islands. We're watching basketball. We're having cold beer. People are doing the hat trick. Come on out. Spend the day with us. Watch a little basketball. We're here all day. Mason and Ireland here all day. Sedano and Cap. We're just getting started. It's Travis Slee, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
What does Jim Harbaugh say? Who's got it better than us? Is that the line that he always throws out there?
He says.
The answer is Travis and Sliwa, starting today, because we're at the islands in Manhattan Beach. We're watching basketball. I'm looking at some fries coming out. I see an order of North Shore tacos. I got a big wave over here. There's all sorts of food and beer and drinks going on. Basketball on the TVs. We're here all day. Mason and Ireland are here all day. Sedano and Cap are here all day. So come on out to the islands in Manhattan Beach. You're going to watch the tournament today, so might as well be here. You might as well spend the day with us.
Greg is literally here all day.
I'm literally here all day.
Triple duty. Yeah. So you got
Lindsay would be here for Sedano and Cap, but I'll be around.
Did you skip out on Blue Review today?
I did skip out on Blue
on the day that Shohei Ohtani was on the front page.
It looks so bad.
Today's not the day to take that show off, Greg.
I know. I shouldn't have done it, but I had to talk to you guys. I know. Parker Bell was all over it. He did it all by himself, so good for Parker. I'm sure he got hammered.
Did he talk about Will Smith getting four hits? Because that's the story as far as I can see it.
I have not talked to him about it.
Mookie got a car. I got to be careful with Trav today, because I think Trav is going to...
He had four hits, Al. What do you want from me?
Every time we're going to try to hit back to Shohei.
Mookie had six RBIs.
Did you see... Pick whichever player that you want.
Can I
Manny Machado hit a big home run. Let's talk about that.
I'm down. Actually, I'm okay with that.
You would be.
I'm okay to talk about that.
Absolutely not. It was blasted out of the park, though. I'm going to read this tweet to you from Rich A. He said, could Artie Moreno actually be the smartest owner in baseball by letting Ohtani go to the Dodgers?
No.
He had to have known.
Al?
No. I don't... Moreno.
I mean, that's just an interesting angle I had not thought of.
Nor had I.
Understand that, but I give
you've written
you.
Down 75 different angles.
Well, 76 pure... now.
If Artie Moreno did something right, it's by pure mistake. That's not a...
He's like Dean Spanos.
Artie Moreno is not looking... What's you know how they say somebody's playing chess, they're not playing checkers. What's before checkers? Because that's what Moreno's playing.
Candyland.
Backgammon.
He's playing
shoots and ladders.
He's playing something like that. Let's not even put him in the chess checkers conversation. I don't think anything. No, I don't.
Hold on.
Okay, go ahead. Let me hear it.
I think it was in The Athletic the other day. One of the stories was is that the Dodgers, the Blue Jays, and the Giants all offered roughly the same deal, if not exactly the same deal. Mm-hmm. The stories also reported that Nez Bolello, Shohei Ohtani's agent, went back to the Angels one last time and said, hey, listen, this is the offer we have on the table. Would you like to get in on this? And Artie Moreno said, no, not interested. Peace out. Okay? He didn't trade him when his value was incredibly high. He didn't take that. Now, that's probably an argument that he didn't know.
Right.
But to just punt completely on it, to at least not... have a meeting to at least not do it? I don't think so either, Al. But to just basically say, we're done with Shohei and not even try is weird. Unless you're like, something's coming down the road. I don't know when, but when it's coming, I don't need this on my plate in particular. It's at least something to consider. I don't think that's what it is, but it's something.
Let me ask you this.
The Dodgers get a lot of credit. The organization gets a lot of credit for having their I's dotted and their T's crossed. So the Dodgers just have no idea any of this is going on?
That's number 64. We're gonna do that. That's there for sure.
The only reason I bring it up is you're saying that if Artie Moreno and the Angels had a little bit, you know what, maybe there's a little bit of information.
If anybody would have known, wouldn't it have been the – look, he was with them every day.
Sure.
If anybody's going to get a whiff of well, –
it would be the Angels over the Dodgers.
It would be only the Angels. No one else had access to him, had access to Ipe, had access to their dynamics. So, look, I don't think so, but it's an interesting kind of conspiracy theory, if nothing else.
And there's also one other thing that came out yesterday is that Artie Moreno also thought that Shohei's contract was never going to get to 700. He thought it was going to start with a 4 or a 5.
What is it? The Occam's razor, the most likely explanation is he doesn't know what the hell he's doing.
Of course.
So that's probably what it is. But, you know, it could be something else. Let's go back to what I was talking about a second ago. We're going to turn the Rubik's Cube 100 different ways, but let's stay focused on this for half a second. Does anybody believe what you read yesterday?
Which part?
It's a great question. That Ipe, his closest friend, the person that's been with him for every second of every day since he came to play baseball in America,
yeah,
stole $4.5 million from him to cover a gambling debt, and that Shohei didn't know it was happening.
Can we simplify it? No.
Of course not.
How can you believe that? And I'm not trying to tell you that Shohei Ohtani went out there and bet $4.5 million illegally in the state of California through a bookie. And the other story of, oh, well, I did it. I thought because DraftKings, you could do things on other on some of these other DFS sites, you could also do in the state. The guy is from Diamond Bar. We're aware of.
He went to UC Riverside.
We're aware of what the rules are.
He's local
when it comes to yeah. betting in the state of California, and I don't care that 40 other states allow it. What you just said. Do we believe just the foundation of what you said? Do you believe that there's the closest person to Shohei Ohtani stole $4.5 million from him? He makes $500,000 a year. And he has the ability to go bet $4.5 million without any bookie knowing that, okay, hey, let me figure out a way. If I can't get this money, we're not talking about the guy bet $50,000. He bet $4.5 million. I'd be an idiot to say,
I want to add one thing there, because you're right. Over years, this it's not like he went $4.5 million in the hole over the last 6 months. This has been a growing issue.
That's why I think that if there's a possibility that it is true that Ipe did steal money from him, it's always the people that are closest to you. This happens all the time. It happens to a lot of people, and just in business and just in life. If you have a lot of money and you have someone close to you,
the Godfather.
Yeah, it happened. Well, sure it did. But either way, someone is always the one closest to you that you do not expect does steal money from you. It happens. It's your financial advisor.
But you don't believe.
I'm
impossible.
I don't think it's impossible
for Shohei Ohtani not to know that $4.5 million is lost.
It would be the person, if it was, it would be the person close to you. I'm not saying it is, but it would be the person closest to you.
I agree with that part of it, Berg, but this is why I'm with Al, because it's not just that he said, I was a victim of a massive theft. If the story broke yesterday, and the story was, Shohei Ohtani is accusing his best friend and closest interpreter of stealing $4.5 million from him to cover his personal gambling debts. Okay, I'm listening. Could he steal that money? I find it hard to believe, but maybe. Okay, maybe. Maybe he's so close to him that Ohtani basically said, hey, look.
I trust you with everything.
Can you run down to the bank and say, here's my account number. Here's my PIN. Go, whatever it is. That he trusted him to a degree like you would trust a spouse, right? That you would trust that, hey, look. Let's do this together. We're in this together. Perhaps. I have a hard time with it, but at least perhaps. That's not what this was. What this was Ipe sat for an interview that was an hour and a half long with ESPN and said, oh, no, he knew. We sat down at the computer and did it together. He actually told me he wouldn't give me the money because he was afraid I'd go gamble it. We actually put his account number
and transaction
name is on these $500,000 account issues. That all of these things, the story changed so radically, and then all of a sudden they went, hold on, get him out of there. Issue a statement saying we got ripped off. It just stinks to high heaven. And it just stinks.
That's why I don't believe it. But I'm going to go back to it just for a second. If it was to be true. Because that was a question originally.
Uh-huh.
Could you believe it? That guy would have been the one to do it.
Yes, but you can't just pull that. I'm saying the story that was presented yesterday, which was...
It makes no sense.
He knew. He helped me pay it off. He's told me never to do it again. I've been doing this for a long time. He never knew I was doing it, or he had nothing to do with it. But when he found out, he cut me off and he paid the debt. Okay, fine. But then... An hour later, 2 hours later, it's like, yeah, man, he stole it. What?
And that's why.
That's bull. I almost said the other day on the radio.
Yeah, very close.
It's that. It's just garbage.
And that's why Muncy had two errors yesterday or this morning.
It wasn't three? I thought it was three.
Well, to
was
be fair, he has two has two errors every day.
Okay. He was getting so much better than usual.
Muncy's mind on what do we do from here, he's obviously not focused. That's what happened that you – Take it back to Shohei.
I thought Travis was going to be the one to try and avoid the subject. You're changing the subject now. Look at you, Felicity.
Those runs.
What a colossal, yeah. colossal
mess. At the absolute worst, and you know, we could do this. I know we're going to a break. The squeaky clean image of Shohei Ohtani, I mean, at the absolute worst, even if hypothetically he had no idea, which I don't believe, or even if he had an idea but he was just doing something for a friend, which, okay, we'll figure that out. The Shohei clean track record that has followed Shohei Ohtani. I mean, I think the story that you read, what the headline is in the Washington Post. This isn't a local article. This isn't you doing it. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is the Washington Post. They have no – you know how many stories are there right now in
politics?
It's going to
be everywhere.
You know how many stories are in politics right
now? Something going
on? All those got pushed to the side because Shohei Ohtani could be involved in some type of gambling thing. I think that that's an interesting conversation to have itself. We could do that coming up next. If you're not here, but you're close by, you're driving around.
Turn around.
Manhattan Beach. We got college games on.
Looking Travis like it's going to be a pretty nice day.
Travis said he'll take his shirt off if 100 more people come. I mean, I think, which is so cool for
you.
I'm
feeling pretty good about myself of late. I may do that. You never know. That may be something that nobody needs to see, but they may get stuck with it anyway. I got a bucket hat. We're here today, all day. Mason and Ireland right after us. Sedano and Cap right after us. Islands in Manhattan Beach. And Slee and I are going to go hit Pizza Hut tomorrow. You can come out and check us there as well. 301 South Magnolia Avenue. We got pickleball, so you got a lot of chances. But today, you want to do the hat trick like my man Casey, who I think, not that I'm keeping track, Casey, that beer had less in it the last time I looked, which means he's on round number two. Very jealous of my guy over there. Ooh, that's old school right there. Stravin Slee, 710 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Huge. All right, of course, we're out here at the Islands in Manhattan Beach tomorrow. Just a quick reminder, City of Anaheim for Madness Friday. So, Trev, you and I, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., come hang out with us, especially on Anaheim. We don't get out there often enough. 301 South Magnolia Avenue. Come out tomorrow, but today, come hang out with us here in Manhattan Beach.
If you are going to come hang out with us today at Manhattan Beach and you want to sit outside on the patio, you should hurry because we're just about full out here on the patio. It is a beautiful day here in Manhattan Beach. There's obviously lots of TVs inside and you can come and stand around. But if you want a seat, you want to belly up with some beers and some fries and some North Shore tacos, you better get on your horse and get down here to Manhattan Beach at the Islands Restaurant. Order your beer, order your fries, order your North Shore tacos and settle in for the day because Travis Lee, Mason in Ireland, Sedano and Cap all day long, and Kirk Morrison.
Kirk Morrison action here.
Snuck
in
here.
I mean, you can order a coffee too if you're great.
Hell yeah. Order a coffee. Same with Slee.
And Slee. Yeah,
absolutely.
Y'all coffee. It's already almost 11 o'clock and y'all still coffee.
Oh, no,
doesn't mean
we're a coffee crew. We're you've seen me. Look, I've seen you go at that can of nitro in the press box at SoFi Stadium.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, but that's the first half of the season. Second half of the season, he didn't need it.
Yeah, that nitro, man. Well, you give me some flashbacks there.
Yeah, those are pretty good.
Yeah, those are good. Those are good.
When you open it, it's delicious. We should go. We should just do a drive-by, Kirk, and
go grab a nitro.
Just go grab a nitro along the way.
What's up, man?
It's good to see you.
Good to see you.
Good to see you enjoying your off-season.
I am enjoying my off-season. A little time before UFL starts in a couple weeks.
Oh, you're doing some UFL?
Yeah, so I'll be doing UFL for ESPN, having fun doing that. So just learning about the United Football League is what I've been up to. But, no, it's fun because NCAA tournament time.
Yeah. Yep.
And you think about this time last year, as my fellow San Diego State alum stands next to me, Alan Sliwa. One of the great moments in our program's history. Hopefully we can kind of rekindle that same magic. But, man, NCAA, I don't care who you are. And my wife, she asked me this question. Like, she texted me on Monday. She was like, I need to talk to you. You have a sec. I'm like, I'm like,
that's
never good.
that's never good.
Yeah. I need help with something. I'm like, oh my God. Okay, cool. You need help with something. That's good.
Better.
And then she's like, can you help me with my bracket?
You're good there.
Hey.
That's where you shine.
That's no problem. I can do that. you know
what I mean? When they ask
you shouldn't, though. That's the wrong thing to do. Just let her do it herself. She'll do better than you will.
That's what I tried to explain to her.
Good point. Yeah.
You know what I thought she was going to tell you?
What's that?
my interpreter stole $4.5 million from us. My interpreter, who I've been with every day since now taken $4.5 million out of our account. I hope you're okay with that.
We just started Mr. and Mrs. Smith on Amazon, by the way.
The Donald Glover one?
Yeah, we just started that. So trust me, she would have been the sniper. Okay? Let something like that happen. I'm getting ready. So I'm a guy that I don't do the play-in games. I actually wait till after.
Okay.
Especially there was a couple of Mountain West teams in there.
They're right? Colorado State,
Boise State. So I waited until the play-in games were over, and so I was up late last night, and I finally did my bracket.
Was Jay Billis on speaker, or you were talking to him earlier?
No. He was not on speaker. But then what time did the Ohtani news drop? Like, what
2
was
o'clock
that?
Yesterday?
Like, yeah, about 2:30.
2:30? Yeah, something like that, yeah.
So, I'm still doing a bracket, and I'm trying to read all this at the same time.
And none of it made any sense.
Well, you could read it 100 times, and still wouldn't know what's going on because nobody knows what's going on. I want to get to this. Because
a lot.
There's so much.
And people changing up the story around.
Oh, yeah.
No, he didn't really do this. And I'm like, wait, he did.
It went from he helped me send the money on the computer to he stole $4.5 million from me in a couple of hours. That's an insane change. It's an insane change. I want to read this tweet from Robert Wilkins on Twitter, who sends this to us in the Travis Lee All-Star community, which you should all be a part of. The most damning evidence is that Ipe was in the dugout with Shohei yesterday laughing and joking. That was not the relationship of a guy that recently found out that his best friend just stole $4.5 million from him.
Mm-hmm. Again, that's what I was talking about in the last segment. If it was Ipe, which we all think it wasn't, if it was, he would be his best friend in the dugout before, and then you would find out afterwards.
Do you think Shohei Ohtani found out? He didn't know about this.
I don't.
So that's my point. My point is that when he's hanging out with him in the dugout,
that's not damning
for yesterday's game. You don't think he already knows that this stuff is going on? The investigation is going on.
I'm sure it is, but if he didn't, then Ipe would be in the dugout acting like his best friend.
Hold on a second. We have to make sure that we do this in the right order,
right?
Because this is why this is damning. He paid his story one.
Right. Story
was
one.
That I paid a $4.5 million gambling debt of my best friend.
Correct.
Okay. So we're telling that story, and then I'm okay with that because I'm a very rich man. I'm covering my friend's problem. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try to get him help. Okay, we're good. I got ripped off.
They
don't add up. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't add up. It can't be I knew. And look, I would give Ohtani all the credit in the world for saying, hey, listen, you got a problem. I'm going to help you.
I'm going to get you back to zero.
I'm going to help you hey, I got ripped off. In a couple of hours, it just simply doesn't add up. There's no way that both of those things could be true. There's no way that one of those things could change that dramatically in that short period of time because Ipe was sitting down and discussing this comfortably with ESPN saying, he knew, he helped me. He told me not to do it. Well, why didn't he give you the cash? Because he's afraid I'd gamble it away. He stole it from me. It doesn't work.
I think you need to bring it down because we're talking about $4.5 million. Let's just stop there. Let's just bring it down to about $100, okay? And I'm saying $100 because you're like, you know what? I'm just covering my buddy's bet. Man, Alan Slee, I got you. Mm-hmm. He goes to $100, I owe you. And then later on you come back and say, you know what? I stole $100 from you, dog. Like, I stole $100 from you. It's totally different. We're looking at $4.5 million. That is a lot of money. If we look at it in a micro level of a smaller amount, you can understand that, okay, when you're covering a guy, this is what you do. But when you get to that type of money, that's something totally different. It's more
and
people
the betrayal.
That are into it. It is starting to now start to come out even more. And I'm like, this is not going to end well because of the different layers that are going. Now it's an MLB investigation. Now it's a federal investigation. Now how long has this been going on? Has it been going on for how many years?
Can I just simplify the question? Do you think Shohei bet?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
I do.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know. Put it to you this way.
I'm not that close to it. I don't.
This is what you just said. You didn't say no.
Yeah.
You didn't say no.
Yeah.
No. You said yes.
Yeah.
Both of you said you're not sure.
Like not.
Think about that's our story right now.
Yep.
Our story right now, we're asking a question of if Shohei Ohtani was illegally gambling in the state of California. no matter what happens from here, just the fact that that's our question. You said yes.
He's too
you
close.
Guys said nobody sat here and said, guys, Shohei Ohtani did not bet. By the way, we have no way of knowing.
You can't say no because it just the story stinks.
He's too
I don't
close.
Know. There's it could be no.
Yeah.
Could be.
It very well could be all Ipe.
It mm-hmm. could be. It could also not be.
Yep.
It could also be that he was doing it for him. We don't know yet. The whole
which
thing
makes a lot more sense. I mean, the reality of it,
we've
that makes a lot more sense.
Coming up next. But when we get to 11 o'clock, I want to talk about this because I think this is a big part of
how
this.
How close are they?
There couldn't
you
be
couldn't
any
be closer.
Closer.
You couldn't be closer.
Short of it being your brother or your spouse,
you literally
I don't think
can't be closer.
You could be any closer. But here's the thing. Here's what I want to talk about. What do we really know about Shohei Ohtani? What do we know that we can say? Not speculate, but facts. What do you know about him and the way that he conducts his life? That's coming up at 11 o'clock. Hey, did you see? Bruh. Coming up next. It's Travis Lee live from Manhattan Beach. We're at the Islands Restaurant. We are going to be here all day. TVs, food, there are prizes. So come on out. It's a beautiful day here in Manhattan Beach. I'm looking at the patio out here, and I'm seeing a lot of very cold beer. Everybody having a very good time. Come out and join us here. Manhattan Beach Islands. Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
All right, breaking news from Pizza Hut. Of course, they're introducing their 30% off menu price medium and large pizzas. Yep, for a limited time. All your favorite Pizza Hut pizzas are all 30% off. Just find the deals page on the Pizza Hut app or at pizzahut.com and order now. Another quick reminder, we're at Pizza Hut tomorrow in Anaheim, so make sure you come hang out with us, 301 South Magnolia Avenue. Take advantage. Like we said, Pizza Hut right now is introducing their 30% off menu price, medium and large pizzas, not valid on limited time pizza offers or any other discounts.
Hey, did you see, bruh, coming up in just a little bit? We are here at the Islands in Manhattan Beach. Come on out and watch the tournament with us. Have a beer with us. Have some North Shore tacos with us at Islands in Manhattan Beach. We're here all day long. Trav and Slee, Mason and Ireland, Sedano and Cap. You cannot go wrong.
And by the way, just before you get to Hey, Did You See? Brian Kamesky says he's been stealing from you, Trav, for years. So you guys are close.
I don't have a lot to steal, right?
And take $7 a month from different accounts.
Pennies. Yes. Pennies at a time.
Well, right now his total is $118.
I am not conceding to the allegations that Morales levies against me that I squeeze the quarter until the eagle screams. I'd notice $7 if it were gone from my account. Let's just leave it at that.
That's
right?
Amazing.
Let's just leave it at that. What's up, bruh?
What's up, bruh? Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
All right, what's up, guys? So this isn't obviously not the biggest story in baseball right now. I wonder what that is going on. But the Wichita Wind Surge.
Muncy had two doubles.
So a Double-A team, the Wichita Wind Surge, I think they're a Double-A affiliate for the Twins. They're undergoing a name change for the weekend. So they're changing their name. So they're traditionally called the Wichita Wind Surge, but they're changing their names to the Wichita Chili Buns, and they're going to face the Tulsa Drillers, actually, the Dodgers affiliate, and the name change is in honor of the staple of Midwest school cafeterias, chili and cinnamon rolls.
Yes.
So I wanted to ask you guys, if you guys were, let's just say you guys are in charge of the AA affiliate team for a day, what would your food inspiration name change be?
So it's interesting. We've talked because Taylor, our former associate producer, Board Op, is from the Midwest, from Iowa, and they would serve cinnamon rolls covered in chili as school lunch.
That sounds disgusting.
That's like a Midwestern thing that you do. I don't eat cinnamon, so I would never go within it with 100 miles.
Kirk, I would try it. Cinnamon.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it.
I sent you guys the jersey and hat.
Yeah. Okay. So as far as what I would do, if we're doing food-related name changes, we're doing the Laguna Niguel In-N-Outs. You know, like we're going straight. We're going to go yellow and red uniforms with white. We're going to have high stirrups with the little palm trees on them.
Yeah.
We're going to have red shoes with the yellow markings on them. We're going to have the little arrow on our hats. We're the In-N-Outs, and we're ready to go. That's what we're doing.
Not the spicy tuna rolls.
I'm trying to think here. If there's kind of taking something, you know, the theme out here in Southern California, can we tie it around Mexican food? Can we tie it around, you know, here might be a little bit different than San Diego. San Diego, you might be trying, Kirk, you know this, California burritos, right? Like, is there, okay, can I find a way to tie that around? Now, I don't know, your In-N-Out theme is perfect because now you could actually use the logo, you could use everything else. I mean, I don't think anybody's going to have a logo of a taco just sitting there. I mean, I don't know if that's the case, but I think it's got to be Mexican food themed.
Okay. So you're saying like huevos rancheros?
Yeah, we can do that.
Sleep.
Yeah, breakfast burritos.
What about a burrito with like the meat and the salsa and the beans? Like
broken in half?
But there's a little fry sticking out for you.
Mm, I like
it's
that.
A Cali burrito.
Cali burritos.
Look, basically, I'm a graphic designer. I'm a general manager of a team. I'm a baseball manager. What else do you guys want to know about me?
Somebody's going to hit you on LinkedIn by the time the show is done and say, hey, we have a multi-million dollar company.
Tell me you can't see that in the burrito. It's like no, cracked good. In half and the that's fries good. Are there. Let's do it. What else, Code?
So...
Thought he left us.
No, I'm right here. The NBC.
He's getting down with E-Pay. Hey, give me 50 on the Dodgers bank account, when they man. Come back.
I got
my
some
goodness.
I got 100 on BYU today.
Hey, Shohei, how you feeling? How you feeling? Everything good? Everything? Did you get a good night's sleep last night?
Elbow
feeling? Oh, no, I never played on any baseball. Oh, okay, sure.
Oh, man.
Right, we'll get to that.
So the Paris
number
Olympics
74.
The Paris Olympics are coming up in this summer, actually. And NBC recently announced that Scott Hansen is going to join the Olympic coverage team as part of the Peacock Gold Zone show. So it's kind of like Red Zone, but it's called Gold Zone for the Olympics. Are you guys kind of into this? So it's going to be basically like Red Zone, where there's going to be a bunch of events going on at the same time, and they're going to highlight like the best moments throughout the day, I guess. Are you guys into that?
Okay, for me, for Olympics, that's kind of perfect.
Yeah,
I need somebody to give me the cliff notes for the Olympics.
I like that.
I need compress all these events that are going on. Make it simple for me. I'm not a huge Olympic, you know, I'm not sitting there like some people are for the summer, the Winter Olympics. I like the concept of this because I can kind of get everything all at once, and then I could walk away and feel like I knew what was going on. So I'm a fan of that.
So, Cody, just so I'm making sure I heard you right, you said Scott Hansen, right?
Scott Hansen, yeah, the guy that's on.
Yeah, you guys know who Scott Hansen is,
right? I don't know
yeah.
if I do. And if
Scott Hansen's the guy that catches sex predators.
TK.
Okay.
He's catch a predator.
Yeah, yeah. Scott Hansen is the guy that says.
Why is he doing it?
Come on in here and have a seat, fellas. Scott Hansen's entire gig is catching creeps, okay? So him.
No, that's Chris Hansen.
That's Chris Hansen.
You have the wrong guy.
Come on, Travis.
You have the wrong guy.
Come on,
Travis.
Who's Chris Hansen?
You made me scared.
Like Red Zone.
NFL Network Red Zone.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. I don't care about that. I thought we were doing Scott Hansen or Chris Hansen. I thought we were doing the To Catch a Predator guy. My bad.
That's amazing. Why the hell would they pick this
guy? I'm like, why is nobody talking about this?
Why would they pick someone like that?
Why do you have wine and rubber gloves in
there? There was Andrew Siciliano and Scott Hansen.
I apologize to Scott.
Are
Chris,
not your words?
I feel so much better.
Are these
man.
Not your words right here, sir?
Yeah,
did you not say this?
We should get Chris Hansen
to
do the Olympics.
What did you intend to do with this woman?
You scared the heck out of me, man. You scared the heck out of me.
That was amazing.
I felt like I was doing something wrong.
I know where you were going with it, but I was like, but Scott is NFL Network.
I thought he was
going
to like come around the corner right now with a bag in his hand.
I got my hands mixed up. I apologize because I was like, what's in the bag, javelin thrower? Aren't these your words that you sent to the hammer thrower from Hungary?
Okay, now that we got the details.
That's funny.
You like the idea?
So that's, for me, I'm not an Olympics guy. I don't know why. I think it's a generational thing. I don't know if it's just me or my generation, I don't know. But I never really liked the Olympics. I watched certain sports. But if I was going to watch,
put it all there?
Put them all right there like this, then I will watch.
Yeah. No,
I'm a weird guy. I know. I think a lot of people are in on the Olympics. I'm just not. And I know Kai definitely is.
Yeah. I like this idea, though, because I can't keep up with everything. But if you give it all to me in like one, I like it. Scott Hansen, by the way, I don't know if you remember last year during the football season.
Not Chris Hansen.
Chris Hansen can do it too. Like, he is all in, by the way. They had a fire alarm going off inside of the NFL Network studio. He stayed in there to do the highlights. He was like, I don't care what's going on. It could be evacuation. I'm going to get you your highlights.
Van Jefferson just caught a 10-yard in.
Yeah. Patrick Mahomes. Blah,
the place is on
burning.
Fire. He's like,
care.
I'm staying.
He's staying. So, yes, Scott Hansen. Yes, he's my guy.
Look, I'm going to make sure I get that right. I've got Hansen squared away at this point. You got one more, Code?
Yeah, I do. So the federal government recently, they're cracking down on McDonald's. And
on illegal gambling. No. State of California.
No, but when you guys go to McDonald's, do you guys notice that there's something always down? There's always something wrong at McDonald's?
Usually the ice cream machine.
Yeah, ice cream machine.
Always ice cream.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. So the federal government actually is holding McDonald's accountable to their broken down ice cream machines. So they're actually the Federal Trade Commission and the Department of Justice are putting exemptions on McDonald's to hire technicians, outside technicians, to actually fix their ice cream machines because they got so many complaints from consumers about the ice cream machine being down. So do you guys think this is a good thing? Do you guys think more fast food chains should be going to the Federal Trade Commission?
I'm just
going
to speak purely in hypotheticals here, Cody. This has never, ever happened to me. This is something that I heard from a friend of a friend of a friend. Sometimes late at night, people get a little hankering for some ice cream.
Yep.
And sometimes the closest place is McDonald's, and sometimes all you really want is that soft serve ice cream.
Yeah.
And frequently that machine is broken, and you're devastated, allegedly. I'm just saying that whatever allegedly. They need to do to get that ice cream machine up and running, I'm for that.
Those ice cream machines are very difficult to clean, and I think that's just what it is. Those people just don't want to clean the ice cream machine, so they just say, it's broken. We didn't clean it. That's it.
The
it's broken.
McFlurry machine. So somebody, I saw this on YouTube or one of the shorts.
It takes a lot of time.
Where somebody was claiming, they're like, hey, all these machines actually work. They just don't want to serve you the ice cream because they don't want to clean it.
Yep.
So the lady ordered ice cream, and she said, it doesn't work. So she walks back to where they, do it. Got the cone, put it worked perfectly, and walked out and was like, it does work. And, like, that was her claim. Her claim was, like, these things work, they just don't want to clean.
They don't want to clean because you have to take every little piece apart. You have to clean all in every crevice. And that's why I think that's what it is. Yeah. What's
all
happening?
Right, we are here at Islands in Manhattan Beach. We're watching basketball. We're getting close to the conclusion of the first round of games, Michigan State and Mississippi State. Yes. There's about seven minutes to go in that one. Mississippi State is trailing by 13. Long Beach starts in, about 3 minutes from right now. Yep. They're taking on the Arizona Wildcats. Little 15-2 action. Why don't you come on out to Islands, watch the basketball with us, have a little lunch, have a cold beer, get your weekend started the right way. Come on out. It is Islands in Manhattan Beach. Travis Slee, what we're going to talk about next is Ohtani and his reputation and what we do know about him. That's next. It's Travis Slee, 710 ESPN.